when my thoughts escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently for me.
Good morning, y'all. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. Thank you for doing that. We're an Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. We come and get on air, turn the microphones on, and answer your questions about home remodeling, home improvement, and home maintenance. It's our goal to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We like to be the one place you start, no matter what you're trying to get done around the house. We do that with the radio show for 4 hours every Saturday morning. We do that with a website, rosieonthehouse.com, which for the last 8 years in a row throughout the state of Arizona has been voted the number one favorite, safest place for you, the Arizona homeowner, to find a service provider contractor in your neighborhood. It is a statewide referral directory, but it's neighborhood-focused. So wherever you are, if you could hear my voice, we've done the digging, we've done the searching, and we've done the screening on contractors in your area. We've got contractors in Yavapai County, Coconino County, of course, Maricopa County, Pinal County, Pima County, Santa Cruz County. So if you're in those areas from Green Valley to Cottonwood, we've got you covered all the way over to Prescott and Wickenburg, Payson, that whole central corridor up and down the great state of Arizona, you get to rosieonthehouse.com. We've got a special guest in this morning in the 10 o'clock hour. As you know, you regular listeners, it's a four-hour show every Saturday morning. The 7 o'clock hour, we always just kind of share with you, the Arizona homeowners, whatever it is the Romeros want to talk about. And we can be talking about the galaxies with Dr. Sky. We can be talking about geology with the Arizona State Geologist. We can be talking about Arizona history, or we could be talking about hiking or boating and seeing the great state of Arizona. We had a personal trainer in 7 o'clock hour this morning talking about preparing your body for exertion and exercise in the coming summer months of Arizona. It takes special precaution and special preparation. 8 o'clock hour, we had Greg Peterson in. We were talking chickens. We talked chickens for a whole hour. Can you believe that? Chickens. Yeah, they're that popular. Everybody wants chicken in their backyard. 9 o'clock hour was open line, and we solved things from hot bedrooms above garages in Maricopa and all over the state to a concrete finishing problem for a woman up in Prescott. And this hour, we always like the 10 o'clock hour to be one topic specific, and we bring an expert in that we trust on that topic, and we dive deep. So this is really like the sophomore and the freshman level of classes for your degree in Arizona homeownership. And today we've brought in my friend Harold Perkins from the Galaxy Lending Group, a repeat expert we've had on the air probably 5 or 6 times.
Hi, Rosie.
We always appreciate your willingness to come in and visit.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back again.
Well, I can certainly talk refinancing on a new firsthand level at this point.
Yes, yes, we were able to help you out a couple of months ago, so I appreciate the opportunity to help you out with your house.
Yes, we had this is what the Romeros had done. We had bought our house 26 years ago. And we had whittled it down on the mortgage rate, and then I found some property up in the White Mountains I liked. And I thought, you know what, I think I'm just going to refinance my primary residence. I'm going to buy this property free and clear. It's easier to mortgage a house than it is just raw land, right?
Right.
So we did that in 05, and of course got caught in kind of a high interest rate. It was about 7%.
Rates were higher then. Yeah. There was the I think in the for 7%, if you did a stated income, or depending on the type and the terms of you did, it was in 05, it was ARMs were really popular because rates were higher then. And
Harold,
so
all I did back there is I called one guy and I said, I want to refinance my house for this amount of money. He said, okay, I'll have all the paperwork done in about 2 days. Come on in. I signed like 3 pieces of paper. And it was done. They didn't see one W-2. one tax return, one ballot. They saw nothing.
Your experience was a little different this time. 10 years later, 12 years later, the experience is a little different.
Man,
the documentation is really scrutinized. It's and for the better, I think. We need to see that there is the ability to repay the loan, and the days of making $30,000-$40,000 a year, but still buying a $1 million home. It's good that we can't do that anymore.
Well, I think it is good we reeled that in. Jennifer and I are very fortunate. We've never had to give back property or short sale property or foreclose any property. We were always under the assumption that if we kept our loan to values under 50%, we were always going to be safe. Well, we weren't.
No, the market definitely changed, and 50% loan to value, you're still in trouble as things crashed.
Yeah, and the last rental property I bought in when would that have been? I think that was also in 05. I mean, I just saw this. I knew it was an opportunity. I knew I wanted it, and I mean, he was putting the for sale sign in the front yard. I said, "Take it down. I'm gonna buy this house." And I called the same guy, and I said, I'm buying a house for X and Y, and we need to close on it really quick. Boom. Like, in 3 days, we closed the deal.
We all did the same thing. My wife is still mad at me about a house in 05 that it was – you shouldn't impulse buy houses, but I rental property in 05. I think we might still be underwater on that one.
Really? Well, you know, my problem is I'm not a big fan of income rental property. But there's not a piece of dirt I've ever seen that I don't want to put my name on. I love dirt. I just love it. If it has a toilet, an air filter, or a light bulb, it's not my gig.
Not interested.
It's not my gig. Okay, so it has obviously changed over the course of the last 12 years.
Yes.
That was the last time I was refinancing and buying properties, and then I just kind of sat through this decade. I didn't need to sell anything. I just hung on to it, and we've come out of it.
Yes, and so we have seen we've seen property values get to a point in a lot of areas where it is back to where the peak was in 05. Not everywhere, and there are still some areas that are still recovering, but we are seeing that things are getting to where it's just about recovered from where we were at the peak going back to 05, 06.
At a much healthier subbase, a much healthier foundation. We're not appreciating double digits every year.
Right. And part of it, which is absolutely necessary in order to be able to sustain the property values and the levels where they are now. And part of what's happening with that also is that there are, as far as the Phoenix area, there are also the jobs coming in that support the incomes that will also support the appreciation that we see in the property values. And
did you see the report that Maricopa County was the fastest growing county in the country?
I did. And it's absolutely amazing where, and a lot of it are the employers and the big corporations that are expanding their production, expanding their facilities here, bringing those jobs here, bringing them in from other states. And what that does is it has the side effect of helping on the real estate side of things and stabilizing the property values or helping it to continue to appreciate in a reasonable level, not like we saw in 04, 05, 06, where it was just absolute insanity how quickly things were appreciating.
I will have to get this for you. As a matter of fact, Mike Reesh, remind me, we need to get this on a soundbite. I was listening to a finance presentation dated October 2006, and it was a one-hour presentation on why we weren't in a housing bubble.
Ah, it was wrong.
And I'd like to call that guy today and just say, have you ever retracted your convictions that we weren't in a housing bubble? Oh, man. I mean, we had the Democrats and the Republicans both telling us that Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae were just fine. There's nothing to worry about there. I mean, were you in this business when it all hit the fan?
Yes. And it was, you know, and before that too. And so we saw cycles. We saw cycles, and so you made hay when things were good, and you had it banked for when things were bad. But it was a whole other level from what happened before, and for a lot of people saw it coming, and they came out of it very well. Most people didn't see it coming, and so it was trouble for a long time.
It was trouble for a long time. So I'm so grateful that we're beyond that now. We can, on a more healthy housing stock foundation, get back involved in getting people. I want to talk a little bit about getting out of renting and getting into ownership. I want to talk about what you've seen in the area of flips. I want you to tell us where you are on current mortgage rates right now and what you see in the near term. So all of that we'll be covering with my good friend here, Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group. And if you'd like to ask Harold a question, he's taking questions here in studio, 1-888-767-4348. Or if you'd like to open a dialogue with one of his mortgage experts back at the office, they're at the 855 number?
602-595-1233.
Very good. Again, 602-595-1233. You got the experts there standing by for anybody that would like to ask a question that may not want to get on air.
Right. Patrick and Adrian volunteered their Saturday morning. Take your calls. They can answer any questions that you have.
Very good. Well, we're going to take a short break here, but when we get back, I want to start talking about, get your crystal ball out, okay?
Okay.
I want to know where it's going.